And my next guest is a very good friend of mine. She's been friends for me for life, it seems like, but I just want to I'm honored to talk to her all the time because she's one great lady. She's been the voice of the San Francisco Giants all the way back 20 years from Pac Bell Park, SBC Ballpark, AT&T, now at Oracle. Let's bring in my good friend, Ranelle Brooks Moon. How are you doing this afternoon, Ranelle?
Hi, Bill. Thank you for that lovely introduction. I'm doing great. I'm sitting in the car next to your favorite guy.
My buddy Tommy. Yeah. It's good that he's driving you around. That's what he's good for.
How are you doing? I miss you.
Well, Ranelle, I miss you too. It's always good. We've always had some great times together, but you are now putting another hat on, and you've worn so many different hats, and now you are the ambassador of the San Francisco Giants Race 2020. Tell us a little bit about this, and tell us about the virtual race.
Yeah, thanks, Bill. Yeah, I'm so honored to be the first lady ambassador for the race. Yeah, I'm really super honored, especially, you know, what we're all going through right now with the COVID and sheltering in place and how challenging it is to get our physical fitness in, myself included, these days. You know, you know me, I'm usually at the gym first thing in the morning. And I haven't been able to do that for months now, but really, really super honored to be the ambassador and to just really encourage everybody to just get out and move however you can. You do not have to be a marathon runner. You can walk it. We have a kids race and it's virtual this year, so you can walk in your neighborhood or your favorite park. And it's unfortunate that we can't all be together on, you know, at the finish line at Oracle Park, but this is still a way to, you know, celebrate our community of Giants fans and get in some physical fitness and represent the orange and black.
Well, Ranelle, the race is also sponsored by Alaska Airlines, and you can't talk more about it because with COVID-19, everybody's more or less sitting at home and not getting out. The gyms have been closed, and you got to get motivation. You got to motivate yourself to exercise. It's healthy. It's healthy living. It's also about wellness. It's also about getting your mind over matter, and there's so many negatives that have happened through COVID-19. Tell me some of the things that you can do that you're trying to influence people to do during this virtual race.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. So really our focus on the race this year is how exercise can help you with stress reduction and your mental well-being. I mean, even Michelle Obama has come forth and said that she's experiencing some, you know, low form grade of depression. And I really, when she said that, I was like, oh my God, I think she's speaking for all of us. Mm-hmm. And just getting outside and taking a 15 or 20 minute walk can do wonders, or even just a few minutes of just deep breathing can work wonders for you. And one of the things I'm going to be doing next week that I'm really excited about is I'm going to be doing a Q&A with our mental skills coach and talk with him about how he helps our players stay mentally fit. And, you know, Bill, I've had the pleasure of interviewing you and so many other players, and almost all of you tell me that the game is more mentally challenging than it is physically. So we're really focusing on our mental well-being this year with the race. I try and practice mindfulness every morning. I try to get up and meditate, and I've been trying to walk and run, and, you know, it's been challenging for me. As much as I love, you know, my physical fitness and my workouts, you know, I've been down in the dumps and depressed a little bit. I miss my family like we all do. But getting outside and getting some fresh air and walking with your boy Tommy has done wonders for me. So we really want to focus on mental as well as physical well-being this year.
Yeah, we're speaking to Ranelle Brooks Moon. She is the ambassador for the San Francisco Giants race coming up here. And one of the biggest things that I think is so cool is you get to get a Ranelle Brooks Moon bobblehead. And I tell you what, I love the bobblehead with the mic in your hand. And it is such a cool thing to do. And I know it's not your first bobblehead because I still have your first one when you first did it with the stand and everything. But this one's pretty cool. I just think it's a very classy move. And I will definitely have one on my shelf.
Yes, I've got one with your name on it. And yeah, it's crazy for me to say this is my second bobblehead. But yeah, she's running and she's got a mic in one hand and a baseball in the other hand. So when you register for the race, you do get a swag bag filled with all kinds of goodies, including the Ranelle running bobblehead. We've got a a giant neck gaiter. We've got an official T-shirt for you. We've got the finisher medal. We've also got curated playlists. Alyssa Nacken, Coach Nacken, has done a playlist. I have also done a Rennell in the morning from my Radio Days playlist for working out with a lot of my favorite jams on there.
So
you get all that when you register for the race. But I also want to say that there's a charity component that's really important to me as well. We've teamed up with the Bayview Hunters Point YMCA, right down the street from the ballpark. It's a community and a neighborhood that, you know, I've been committed to since my radio career. And they're doing amazing things during COVID virtually for kids, adults, and for seniors, because we can't forget about our seniors and how isolated they can be during all of this. So they've got virtual fitness programs and social hours and arts and crafts for the kids. And, you know, at-risk communities and underserved communities, it's hard, for them to for these communities to get healthy food and make healthy food choices and even buy healthy food and get the physical fitness in. But the Baby Hunters Point is doing amazing things for that community. So when you support the race, you'll also be supporting the Baby Hunters Point Y. So that's really important to me as well.
It is so important, Rennell, and you hit all the great aspects of what's going on in life, you know, and the seniors just mean so much. And, of course, we can't go see our seniors. The doors are closed. You're looking through windows to say hi. You can't give them hugs. And most of them don't even understand what's going on. So it is important that all these little foundations and all these things are touched. And that's what I love about the San Francisco Giants. You and I talk about this so much, about reaching into the community and helping them. And on what can you say for people to do this race? What can they do to join in?
You simply go to giantrace.com and you choose the race that you want to do, or you can choose to walk it. You can choose the kids race and you register and you get all that great Giant swag. And again, it's virtual this year, so you can run or walk at your own pace anywhere you want to. I'll be walking in McLaren Park, you know, power walking, because I tried to train to run. I haven't run in about 15 years, and I ran the first weeks of shelter in place, and my body said, listen, young lady, you're almost 62 years old. You will not be running this race this year.
Well, I tell you what, it's the same way. I think everybody just needs to get out and just walk. Start off walking. Start a slight jog. But, you know, it's funny because I do follow you on Twitter and Instagram, and some of the things you were doing working out. You know, Beth and I just cracked up some of the expressions you had. But you know what? You tried. I'm telling you, you went out and tried pumping weights. You always had those guns on you. And it's just going to be a fun time. But I tell you what, you being an ambassador for this has just been fantastic. And of course, the Giants family reached out to you, and Giants Enterprises is another special entity with the Giants. But Rennell, man, I just want to thank you so much for joining me today on this afternoon. And make sure you kick Tommy a bit. He needs to run a little bit more.
He's right here. I will let him know. But he's a good walker. We've had some good power walks lately, I must say. But, yeah, that's just the message. Get out and do what you can, and deep breaths, and, you know, take 15 minutes or so to just clear out your mind. Do what you can. And again, giantrace.com, and join this. It's a wonderful community event for all Giants fans. And since we can't gather at the ballpark for games or for the race, this is another way we can kind of stay connected with our fan base. So that makes me really happy.
It sure is, Rennell. And I just cannot believe 20 years we've been hearing your great voice at Oracle Park time and time again. The years have gone by so fast, and you and I have been friends through that whole time. And again, thank you again. Have a great afternoon, and kiss Tommy for me, because I sure can't. And have a good day.
Thank you so much for having me, Bill. Love you, and we'll talk again soon. Thanks again.
All right, that was Rennell Brooks-Moon on The Leader, KNBR. We're going to take a quick break here and jump right back on. And one biggest thing, you know, it's all about this race. It's all about the mental and physical side of it. And the San Francisco Giants do a great ordeal. They've been doing this for over 20 years. So it's been pretty cool how Giants Enterprises have put Rennell as the voice and the leader in which she is. She does a fantastic job, and whenever she does, and we all love her as well as being a good friend of mine. So we'll be right back on Talking Baseball, and the pregame show will continue on KNBR, the sports leader.
Talking Baseball with Marty Lurie on KNBR 104.5 and 680, the sports leader.
The
This is the flagship of Giants baseball.
Double play!
KNBR and KNBR-FM, San Francisco, the sports leader.